Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy. Now, how to stay fit for diving. Very important to do that. We've had, you know, kettlebell programs that we've talked about here on the big show. Whatever it takes, you need to stay fit for scuba diving. Bill's been working out for the last year or so, and he looks like he's been working out for the last couple of weeks. And
yes.
No, I joke.
Really,
you know, yes.
It looks
good.
As though
you're
I
a handsome
have been
man.
To the gym once or twice.
You have. And, you know, he's been doing his thing.
Today I found out there's a scale at the gym, because I went this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I now have abs of aluminum.
Abs
the goal
of
is
aluminum.
Abs of steel, but I've worked up to a metal.
That's
at this
good.
Point.
That's an upgrade from abs of paper mache.
I've got abs of pewter.
Yes. So, you know, we're always doing something and looking for ways to, cheat.
Yeah, the way I used to try and look better was by putting on extra layers.
True.
I look really good in a parka.
If you wear bigger clothes, you always will think that you've lost weight. That's
worse
one way.
And black, Bill.
Yeah,
black.
That's one way to do it. But it's really not a healthy way to look at it.
Yeah,
and
no.
We have Gretchen on here from Scuba Fit. She has put together a program, Gretchen Ashton, scubafit.com. She has many workouts. Actually, you're fresh from a 5K this morning. Is that right, Gretchen? Are you still all hot
yes,
and sweaty and everything, or what?
A little bit. It's
yeah.
Sunny and 70 degrees here in Southern California. It was
Southern
a great
California.
Day for
yeah.
a run walk.
Right. So that's one way you could stay fit. But boy, that's way too much work. You know, the running thing, I actually used to be a jogger. I got up to like 10 miles at a run. I could do this.
I used to do things which would result
good.
In me being
yeah.
chased, which
well,
is
true.
Not exactly the same as running, but I was often being pursued.
Yep. Yeah, running for your life is a different way. That's not really the
not,
type of program
not what
we're
for,
talking
man.
About. But yeah, you know, as I mature and get wiser, my knees don't want to cooperate with this whole running thing. So I've been looking for other programs. Now we've
programs
had...
that involve sitting. A lot of sitting is really what we're looking for, Gretchen. You got anything?
Well, she has the mermaid workout. So maybe that is something that would work for you, Bill, because...
you can't stand when you're a mermaid.
Yeah. So explain what the mermaid workout is. It's not like a mermaid yoga pose. It's a workout for what? Gretchen, help us out.
The mermaid workout is for lady divers. Ladies can lift weights and do
okay.
aerobic exercise. And
so lady divers
body workout.
Or Bill the producer. Interchangeable.
Or Bill the producer.
Yeah, or Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
I'm kind of committed to my fitness. Not so committed I'm going to have a sex change operation just so I can follow this exercise program.
Oh, no. You don't have to have a sex change operation. You can still do this.
Is there anything that I can't do? Is any of the parts of me that are not female going to be a hindrance to me doing this exercise program?
Well, yeah.
We actually have something for your abs. You know, all divers have a six-pack. Some of them just have a load or two of laundry on top.
Yes,
so
like
we put together a keg.
I got more like a
diver
keg.
Mobile app workout just for abs.
Yeah, and I mean, he already has the man boob, so he's halfway there to the whole girly thing. But mm-hmm. I don't know. That's not a good example. But the bottom line, the mermaid workout is just a umbrella term that you use to describe a workout that is good for ladies or tailor-made to lady divers. Is that right?
Tailor-made?
Uh-huh.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct. That's correct. It's total body, but also lady divers need to focus a little more on upper body strength. That's an area that lady
divers
have trouble.
This may be a program for me.
I was just kidding. It just got my attention, too.
I have the upper body strength of a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, okay. Well,
so
that's important because when you're lifting weights as a diver, whether you're male or female, upper body strength, obviously very important. Guys might have a little bit more of that built in with genetics or something. I don't know, maybe.
Greg, I do Kegel exercises for the entire show.
You do what?
Kegel exercises.
Yes, Kegels, yes.
Oh,
Kegels,
brother.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, so that's it focuses a little bit more on upper body type of a workout regimen, which would include what? Lifting, whether it's kettlebells or tanks, or are you talking about exercises that you would just do in your home or what, Gretchen? What are we looking at here?
It's a variety. You can do the exercises anywhere. You can go to a fitness center or you can use dumbbells. You can even go to the beach and take a few items with you and work out there.
I'll tell you what, I got in so much trouble stripping down on the subway.
doing it on the subway?
Doing exercises in my shorts and T-shirt on the subway. They frowned upon that.
Well, try it at a subway.
I was juggling kettlebells.
Try it at a restaurant, like a Subway. That's your first, because you can eat fresh.
It includes, the mermaid workout includes some nutrition tips, too. My mermaid's name is Lucy, and she has a tough time staying off the lobster, so we're trying to get her to eat a little more seaweed salad.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, so there's some dietary tips and things like that as far as making it a well-rounded program. And you can go to scubafit.com and check out the mermaid workout as well as several programs. Actually, you've set up a whole program where like a dive instructor could actually become a ScubaFit certified instructor now, right? Is that what you're doing, Gretchen?
Yes. Yes, we've had our instructor's course for about a year, and now we're going global. And we have an approval for personal trainers as well as dive instructors to take and teach the course. And it's very exciting. Dive instructors can take the course in a classroom setting if they happen to find us at a dive show or a seminar, and or they can go to our distance learning program. In fact, we have an instructor who in Romania who is using the ScubaFit methodology there along with his diving instruction. He has a great quote that he follows, a great motto that he follows. It's a healthy mind and a healthy body. It's a quote by Thales, and his name is Costa, and he's over in Romania. So we're reaching all around the world now with our ScubaFit course.
Nice. So when you, what are the prerequisites to become a ScubaFit instructor? Like, let's look at someone like Bill.
Dirty mind, dirty body.
Now, do you have to go through the course yourself and have a certain level of fitness yourself before you can teach it, or you just
they
have to know
that you not be an embarrassment to their organization.
I would imagine, but how do you monitor that type of stuff, or is there a level of fitness that they have to maintain? Gretchen.
Well, the way it works is you just need for dive professionals. Divers need to be a teaching status professional.
Right.
So anything from dive master up. They can take the course and become a ScubaFit instructor.
Okay.
And then they would teach student divers. So
All
it's
right.
not so much a matter of maintaining a certain fitness level. Obviously, the instructors who get fitness really get it, and they're the ones who are probably practicing those disciplines in life, and they're the ones who'd be interested in the course and want to take it.
Got it.
We've also had instructors who take it for personal reasons. We have an instructor out of South Africa who lost 40 pounds while they were taking the course.
Oh, good news. I found it. I found his 40 pounds.
Yes. Put it right around your waist there. That's impressive. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I can see that.
There's a lot of reasons.
Yeah, Bill and Jimmy here are not dive master or above. I am a dive instructor. Maybe I could become a ScubaFit instructor. I mean, what would that entail exactly? Is that like a fitness program, like a boot camp I have to go through, or is it just some training and reading and stuff and like knowing that kind of thing? Because look at me, I'm a
He's an Adonis.
It's a combination. In a classroom setting, it's 8 to 10 hours.
Yeah. Oh, hell, that's lecture, too long for me.
There'd be lecture in the morning, and then the afternoon, there's exercise demonstration, and then there's a practical. For the distance learning, instructors do it at their own pace, and then we connect online, and I actually view their practical and watch them perform the exercises and sign them off.
Okay, I got you. So I need to make a video of me working out.
Yeah, a little different from that last one you made.
Well, Greg, you do aromatherapy, don't you? He goes to the cigar bar after in the late evenings.
Oh, shush. That'll get me disqualified. Quit it. All right. Well, it's a, you know, it's a great thing. I mean, we joke a lot here, but it's very important to stay fit for diving. ScubaFit.com. Go there. Get information on staying fit, first of all. And if you want to look at enhancing your diving career or getting a new certification to teach people how to stay fit, now you know where to go as well.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
That's our sister ship, the Athena. Went down with 88 souls just last week.
I wonder how that happened.
Hey, come on, Sharky!
Hey, you want a piece of this?
You call yourself the king of the jungle!
The wetsuit's coming! The wetsuit's coming! The wetsuit's coming!
But I'm not a fight. I wear a black wetsuit and look 10 pounds lighter.
All right, that's enough of that. All right, well, let's move on. We're having some kind of computer glitch today with our music. What are you going to do? Yeah, stuff breaks, and you got to get it fixed. That's just what you do. All right, but Big Wave Dave is in Minneapolis today at a boating event with the Be a Diver Pool, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Dave, how are you, my friend?
I am doing fine, but I tell you, you walk outside, you freeze your butt off. We've got a 100-degree difference between the outside temperature and the pool.
Really? So it's like 100 degrees in the water, and there is no temperature outside, pretty much.
Well, the temperature outside is below, and we're at 88, and let me tell you, people in Minneapolis don't care, because we got like 15 people lined up just right now to get in the pool.
Got it.
Did they wear their bathing suits to the show today?
Yeah, it's like
they bring them along because you don't want them to freeze and become popsicles, you know.
Yeah, well, true. It's kind of like one of those polar bear dives, you know, or swims or dives that you hear about them doing, in the ice-covered lakes up north or something, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, I've done that. You know, our scuba club did that.
Well, yeah. But
many years ago when I was dumb and foolish.
Yeah, when you were crazy. No, Dave, he's from Wisconsin. He does that. It's just one of them things. But, so you got the Be a Diver pool out there, so you've already run a lot of people through the program to give them a little taste of diving. Is that the case, Dave, or what?
Yeah, the boat show appears and going on now since Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, we're real busy, and now it's like crazy for the weekend. They're coming out. They're loving diving. You know, they're getting a free underwater photo and a certificate from the Be a Diver program advising them to go visit their stores that helped out here to get them certified.
Good. You know, and this is just a great program. The Be a Diver Pool tours across the country. And, you know, goes to events like this boat show. You know, any event like that that turns people on to diving is good. We just lost this dive show in Fort Lauderdale, unfortunately. And you know, but it's important to have outreach programs like this to let people know and remind them that, hey, you have this this fun sport of diving out there. And sometimes people just have to be reminded about it. And that's what you're doing, right, Dave?
That's right. I mean, we're trying to bring the pool to them to show them in non-intimidating, you know, that you can stand up if you're a little nervous. You know, these are people that, even though there's like five dive stores in the area, they don't pay attention to diving until they get in front of them. And this has been such a busy week. We've had four of the major TV stations already do live broadcasts from the bottom of the pool.
Excellent. Yeah, four of them. And that's every time you go to a different city and a dive show or a boat show or whatever event it is, the local media are all over it, and we get all this free TV publicity for diving, so that's a good thing. It's good work that Big Wave Dave does.
Oh, it's awesome. We're here this weekend, next weekend, St. Louis, and then we got 5 weeks straight coming up, cities such as Greensboro, North Carolina, Washington, D.C., middle of Michigan, and down south in Houston.
Okay, so you got a busy schedule, and of course you can go to beadiver.com and follow along like that and kind of see where he's going to be, and maybe it'll be near you, and you can bring some friends that are not divers and have them try it out. Now, on a personal note, Dave, what is the one thing that, you know, when you're out here doing this event, what do you like the most? I mean, what do you enjoy personally when you're showing these folks to do it? Is it just seeing that smile on their face? As any dive instructor experiences when they're we're putting someone in the water for the first time?
Bathing suits.
Well, that's it. I mean, we had one guy get up, man. This is awesome. I would have never thought I could do it at the boat show, and he signed up for a class. So.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, that's very rewarding, isn't it? You know, that's
yes, that is.
That's a cool thing.
Groupies.
Yeah. Bill thinks one of the big benefits is seeing people in bathing suits, but he doesn't realize, like, for instance, if you're in Chicago, where it's like the largest weighted folks in the country or something like that, isn't that what and it may not be as appealing as it sounds in the dead of winter.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. People in the cold country do like getting outdoors. So
yeah, okay. Well, I don't think that was I don't think he got what I was saying there. Yeah,
you kind of like turned me around five times with that one.
Yeah, anyway, exactly.
You know, the tour is fantastic. We get tons of media promotions for diving. You know, if there's any manufacturers out there, you know, take a look at becoming a sponsor tour. You know, we're talking about travel. We're talking about local diving, about anything.
Yeah. Just get them in the water. Get them wet. Let them let the experience sell it just by doing it. And it usually does. Yeah.
And we also got certified divers coming up. They've been asking a bunch of the stores what to do, that crazy thing called ice diving. So
yes. Boy, are you going to do some while you're up there? It sounds like you got plenty of options available just outside from where you're at today.
Yeah, let's see.
I could jump in a pool, walk outside, and say I've been ice diving in my own body. But no, I can literally break this thing down, get on a road, drive 10 hours to St. Louis, and start all over again.
Okay.
It's negative 15. There are 10,000 lakes in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I think you could find a spot to do some ice diving.
It's all about the time. He's a busy man. He's always on the go. Right, Dave? That's your excuse, and you're sticking to it?
That's right. You know, once summer comes around, maybe I can have a little days off in between. Then I try to sneak some diving in.
Yeah. You know, that could be a fun little stop, though, for the Be a Diver pool. You go, the Minneapolis boat show. And then, when you tear down on Sunday, just move it outside. Let it freeze over and do like an ice diving adventure. Have you ever thought about that? That could be fun.
No, he has never thought about it.
No, if I did that, I would turn the heater up to 104 and make it the largest hot tub in Minneapolis.
Oh, okay. Well, now you okay, and then call me on that one. That might work.
Yeah.
That was kind of a creepy laugh. But whatever.
Hot tub.
You're going to come over to hot tub. Anyway, I'm sorry. But Dave, all right, enjoy yourself in Minneapolis. Thanks for checking in. BeADiver.com. He's the man in Minneapolis today, and he'll be on the road for several weeks. Just go to BeADiver.com, follow the tour, and go out there and check it out. Could be fun. Who knows? Maybe you'll be invited to his next hot tub party. Yeah, I always wonder what happens after after the show closes. You know, they usually wrap up around 5-6 o'clock after the exhibit. You ever think, maybe they say, hey, let's go back over to the pool and turn the heat up and pop the cork on some champagne.
Unbelievably, what the show does is they actually bottle the water that's in there and sell it at the next site as bottled water.
The next site or the next day?
Not the next day. The next city, you get official bottled water from the Be A Diver pool.
No, I think it's actually the next day. I think I've seen someone walk up and see this hot girl that was walking around the boat show and said, oh, you're so fine, I could drink your bath water. And then she said, you are. Ugh. Because she used the pool. Well, okay. It sounded more funny in my head before I said it. One of those, Bill. You can relate to that, can't you?
Wait a second.
Of course he can. All right. All right. Neil Watson, Senior and Junior, are in Bimini. We're going to try to check in with them. Also, John Chatterton, Shadow Divers, coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Neil Watson, Junior and Senior. We may have them actually both on the line right now, live from Bimini. Is that right? Guys, are you with us? I hope. Maybe. There?
I'm with you, Gregory. How
there.
You doing, pal?
I hear Senior. Is Junior there too, Neil, or what?
Junior is there too, yes. Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, you guys are over there in Bimini at the Bimini Sands.
How you doing, Greg?
Good. Good to hear you, Junior. So, father and son at Hardware. Yeah, actually, this is the official first weekend of full operations of the Neil Watson dive operation at Bimini Sands. Is that right, Neil?
That is absolutely correct, and we are excited.
So you got your nitrox compressor running? Good. I no doubt about it. And you got the new boat over there, the Dive God. Have you guys been out diving already today or what? Tell us what's going on there, Junior.
We have. Yeah, we did have a chance to go diving today. It was gorgeous.
So,
absolutely gorgeous today.
What sites did you go to this morning?
Mm-hmm.
What sites?
Well, we bounced all the way down to Victory's, and then we did a new site at Ticket Rock.
Excellent. Okay. And then Neil Watson Senior, you got some special guests over there this weekend. Is it a media weekend? Is this kind of like a media preview weekend is what you're doing, or do you got regular customers going too? Or a little bit of everything?
There was some regular customers today. Actually, all the media stuff they don't arrive until tomorrow and Monday.
Okay.
It's a little bit later in the week.
Got it.
It was kind of for fun today. There was a couple guests, but we were just kind of going out having fun. Actually, my sister came over.
Nice.
So the whole team's here, actually. It was really fun.
Excellent. So you had Beth over. Is that who you're talking
Beth's
about?
Here.
Okay. So the whole family went out diving this morning. It's a family affair there at the Neil Watson Undersea Adventures new operation there at the Bimini Sands there. How's the dive
absolutely
god holding up? How's the dive boat there, Neil? I mean, it looks pretty nice from the pictures. Yeah.
Oh, she's great, man. She's handling awesome. We cruise about 14 knots, so we can handle 30 divers, and
man, it's just a ton of fun.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to get over there and do some diving here real soon. Now that it's fully operational, go to neilwatson.com. N-E-L Watson.com.
Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Oh no, I can't believe this.
Scuba.
All right, I'm looking at Facebook.
Scuba diver.
Here, Scuba Radio Facebook page, and just cruising here. One of our mermaids is. She cut her hair. She cut her hair off. What the hell? What was that all like? That's like her superpower. It's like our mermaid superpower, isn't it?
No, it looks good. I think it looks good.
It looks good, yeah, but yeah, can you have a mermaid with short hair? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the superhero that has long hair? All his strength was built into his hair. Yeah, Samson. And you have a mermaid without, well, Samson was a dude, and he had long hair, so.
Oh, Andre Agassi.
Okay, yeah. There's that. All right. Well, I don't know. We'll have to see what's going on with that. I mean, it looks nice. It does. But they kind of... she's not going to really have that whole aerial thing going on with the short hair. It's a,
not
like,
red either.
It's not red. That's true. Well, you can dye that. And she could wear a wig. That's true. There's a wig thing going on there. All right. So that was one thing I had to get off my chest, I guess. It's just sad. The other thing...
Shave?
Huh? Did I shave?
You had something to get off your chest. She cut her hair.
Yeah. And then...
Did you shave your chest?
Never. Never.
You had it braided, though.
I have nothing to shave. I never grown. Never sprouted. We're going to talk to John Chatterton here in just a bit, and then get into this dive show issue. Florida Dive Festival has been canceled. It was scheduled for April. It was a big event I was looking forward to, and it got canceled. It was all politics from what I can tell, but we'll get into it in a little bit. But first, let's talk lobster, because, you know, everyone knows me as a lobster slayer, because I've told
except
them the to refer me to refer to me as a lobster slayer. But this is a guy who can back me up on this, because I agreed to back him up in return. John Chatterton, diver extraordinaire, is on Scuba Radio right now from South Florida. John, how are you?
Senor Holt, how the heck are you?
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay. Now, I know you were down there diving in South Florida, at South Florida Diving Headquarters last week. I don't know if you've done any diving this week, but you're going to snag some lobster, looking for Hogzilla and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was out this morning with those guys. We were out on the safari diver, had a nice day, did a wreck and reef. I was fortunate enough to obtain some hogfish for the for dinner, and we had a good time. It was a little nippy out, you know, it's the South Florida cold. It was like 63 degrees or something crazy like.
Yeah, that's freezing. But, oh my God, what are you wearing when you go? I mean, you're a super diver. You're used to this cold water diving, which is I'd call that really cold water. So what are you just diving like in a bikini bathing suit or a thong or something, John? Or are you wearing a 3 mil or like a dry suit kind of thing, which is what I have to do?
Wait, were you watching me?
Didn't see the little closed caption camera there on the dive deck? You put on quite a show, my friend.
A lot of times I just can't tell if anyone's really watching.
Yeah. There's always some creep on the other end. Trust me. Not that I know, but I know Bill, my producer, and it's one of his things he does to pass the time
good.
When he's on the radio.
Somehow I somehow I always imagine you and Bill with no pants on. But yeah, that, you know,
you don't have to imagine, baby. It's how it is.
Wow.
PTSD.
That's why they invented Facebook.
Yes, and the fact that...
That's why it's not Pants Book.
Well, and that's why we're a radio show and not a TV show. trust me. Oof. But anyway, so you did some diving. You found a few hogfish. What about the lobsters? Did you catch a few? Did you snag a few last week or this morning?
Today was only one. But okay. To tell you the truth, I'm very much in the plus column over the last couple of weeks. So I'm very happy.
It was a 37 pound lobster. It was a big one.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right.
So you're
that's the 37 pound lobster is the one that takes you home and you end up under a rock someplace.
Yes. So I've had dreams like that. They were wet dreams, too, but it was only because I was underwater, I promise. Anyway.
You've been in all of them, John.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Quit it. Now, you're spending a lot of time down in South Florida right now, John, but usually you're over in the Dominican Republic salvaging treasure and all kinds of crazy stuff. Can you give us any insight on what you've been up to right now, or is it all top secret type things?
I have a company in the Dominican Republic, and we do commercial archaeology. We work on shipwreck projects hand-in-hand with the Ministry of Culture there. We have an excellent relationship with the Dominican government, and I love being down there. But, you know, the winter time is our slow season, so for me, I get to spend a decent part of my winter here in the Fort Lauderdale area. I love the local diving. For me, you know, I need to get a chance to go out and do a little spear fishing. I'm featured a couple of classes. This last month I taught a decompression diver class. This month I'm teaching trimix, and the month after that I'm teaching advanced trimix. Hmm. And I'm having some fun doing. So, this is February 20th. I'm doing a presentation in the evening at the History of Diving Museum down in Alamorada. I'm sure you're familiar with them.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be fun.
I'm going to show a little video and talk about the history of diving on the wreck of the Lusitania in the off the south coast of Ireland.
Nice.
And eventually, when I'm through having fun and going to, you know, the museums and teaching a couple of classes and shooting some fish, then I'm going to have to go back and actually do some work.
Got it. And that is work for you. When you're doing these operations in the Dominican Republic, I mean, it's archaeological type stuff as well, but are you looking for gold like this Quest company that has that TV show Treasure Quest? Are you doing that kind of stuff too? Or on maybe a little smaller scale or bigger scale? I don't even know. But
Somehow, some way, and I know this is. I feel like I'm taking a sledgehammer to your fragile universe. But somehow, some way, real life is different than television.
What? Don't tell me that.
Wait a second. We know you from television.
Are you saying? that Honey Boo Boo is way smarter than she comes across on TV?
No, but she only weighs 3 pounds.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, the camera puts on 10 pounds.
Right? Television is not real life. As we all know, radio is real life.
This is true.
Television is not real.
Oh, so true. So true indeed. But, but are you looking to find gold and silver as well when you're doing this stuff as well? Or is that just one of the many side benefits if you happen to come across these shipwrecks
things? That's one of the side benefits. To tell you the truth, we're looking for some wrecks that are historically significant. We've already found some wrecks down there, and we're right now working with Rob Kirsten, the author of Shadow Divers. He is working on a new book project, and we're working with him, and he's very excited about it. He thinks that this next book is going to be better than Shadow Divers.
Whoa!
So, he's a very talented guy, but it's possible the sound of my voice has driven him insane. It's going to be one or the other. It's going to be a great book, or he's
going to be taken away.
Well, and what will it be covering exactly, or can you give us a little tease?
Right now, if I were to tell you, ninjas would drop out of the ceiling and we'd all disappear.
That figures. I knew it. Yeah, that's why he's always operating in kind of that.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah?
When we can talk about it, you'll be the first person I tell. It'll just be you, me, 20 million listeners.
Swell. I like it. And I'll be flanked by a set of four ninjas. I have a family, just in case things get out of line, I'm sure. No, and John.
Are you going to get your own ninjas now?
No. Those are the ones that you have on retainer. I know how you operate. He's always behind the scenes doing some kind of covert operations. This guy has quite the past. It's very colorful, very entertaining to listen to him speak, just like he is on Scuba Radio. You got to go see that History of Diving Museum event. JohnChatterton.com, right, John? Yes, I will say that. If it's not, I will get it right after the break.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, the Fort Lauderdale Dive Show that we're looking forward to in April has been canceled. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But first, Crockett has dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Let's find out what he has to add to today's radio spectacular. Crockett, how are you? And welcome.
How you doing there, Greg?
I'm good, buddy. So how are things out there on the left coast? Oregon, right? That's where you're at.
It's sunny and 50 degrees here, so it's still pretty warm for us.
Okay, it's still pretty warm.
I wanted to tap your brain because I wanted we're going to be heading down to Catalina during spring break and do some diving out there.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure you've been out in that vicinity before, so I thought maybe you had some ideas of
Catalina Island in the Channel Islands, right? Is that right? No.
Yeah, the northern part of the Channel Islands.
Yeah, okay, right. No, I have not been there, actually. I have not been to Catalina. It has been on my list.
The Great White.
Nope.
That wasn't Catalina?
Nope.
No, that was the wine mixer.
That was Guadalupe. I went diving with Bob Evans off of the coast of Santa Barbara. And we were
okay, we're going to be doing a little bit of that, too.
Okay.
So this will be my first kelp forest dive. I've been looking forward to this, so
yeah.
Wondering what you thought of it.
Yeah, I loved it. It was cold as ice, and that was my only negative. But
I already knew about that being a negative for you, but I have a dry suit, and I'm used to diving up off the coast of Oregon, so...
Yeah. Well, I actually used one of those heated wetsuits anyway, underneath my my wetsuit, a little battery operated. Oh, it was awesome. It was like urinating in your wetsuit for the entire dive.
You could feel it coming up around your neck. It was awesome.
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah. So I loved that. That, you know, just a little battery operated device, like a rash guard that fits under your wetsuit. You got to be careful not to run them too warm. Because they could have some downsides to them as well. But if you're used properly, man, that made it possible for me to dive that day because there's no way I could have done it without it. It actually made it quite enjoyable. Now, the kelp forest itself is phenomenal. All those videos you see, of people diving in the kelp forest with orange Garibaldi fish and all that, man, that is just mind-boggling. And I know they have that more right there in Catalina Island.
Is it harder?
Yeah, I've heard the Catalina is it's a marine park off the island there, and so the you get to see a lot of critters right there.
Right. Yeah.
Is it harder to find your way underwater through the kelp forest?
Not really. No, it's just you get this woodland shimmer of light through the canopy, which is just remarkable looking. It is like walking through a redwood forest or a really nice. Forest at a national park or something. I mean, it is impressive. I wasn't intimidated by it at all either. Some people think, you get tangled up in it and that kind of thing. Just use some common sense and that kind of stuff. But
did you have any encounters with any seals?
I didn't have seals on our dive, I don't think. We saw them on the surface. I'm trying to think if we actually seen them in the water. No, but I've had seal encounters in Guadalupe. Galapagos. And they're a ball. But, it depends on where you go. I mean, I had one encounter with a seal that I found out after I got back on the surface that he didn't like me, but I didn't know it at the time. I thought he was just playing with me. Literally, when I got out of the water, the instructor says, "Phew, that was close. He was going to eat your head." And I'm like, "What?" So, you need to, get a little orientation from about the local seal operation or how they relate to the divers.
I'm going to be diving with some local divers, so they'll probably be pretty much up on that.
Yeah. And the seal didn't eat me. Yeah, just for the record. But and I enjoyed the encounter regardless. But I think you ought to do it. Absolutely.
Best kind of encounter. An encounter where you've really just aggravated something beyond all comprehension, but you had a great time.
That's right.
You had no idea.
Yeah.
You don't feel guilty about it.
Well, no, I didn't aggravate him. I didn't do anything. He didn't like the beanie I was wearing. I had this weird neon-colored beanie that one of the other divers gave me to keep my head warm.
Which you wore just to aggravate the seal. Thank you.
And evidently the seal zeroed in on it and decided that he wanted to eat my head.
It was like a
because
beach ball.
Of it. He didn't like it. He thought I was
You were mocking him.
I wasn't mocking him. He was obviously from What Not to Wear, and didn't like my ensemble, evidently. That's my best guess. But still, he got real close, and I was like, wow, if I only had my camera, this would be awesome.
On today's show, we had a dolphin named Scar and a seal named Tim Gunn.
Okay. Wow. You could say that. All right, just real quick, my final thoughts on this dive show, because this, I could have spent a whole show on this, but I'm frustrated. I'm bummed. There's a big dive event scheduled for April that has been canceled by the DEMA organization, and it looks like it was all politics to me. Some people didn't like going on, and the infighting in the industry, man, this has to stop. I mean, and I hate to share this with the world, but it's just the truth. There's an infighting in the dive industry, and maybe this happens when the economy and everybody's struggling and they're blaming, oh, it's your fault, it's my fault, it's who knows.
But nobody says it's my fault.
We all got to get along.
No one says it's my fault.
Right. It's your fault. It's their fault. It's somebody's fault except your own. And, you know, here they wanted to put on this massive dive show to promote diving, get more people excited about diving, and it all got undermined. So,
and the fact of the matter, when you say politics, it wasn't local politics. It wasn't anything going on in Fort Lauderdale or anything. It was the dive operators. It was politics inside of our industry.
Yes. So, you know, we'll have to see how this... Hey, you know, sometimes I wonder, are we our own worst enemies when we're trying to grow, you know, our love of the sport? You know, you kind of wonder what's going on there. So time will tell. There is an event, Blue Wild Dive Show, more of a spearfishing kind of thing, but it's happening in 3 weeks, I believe. Blue Wild Show in Fort Lauderdale. Go check that out. We might have to try to get down there for that one instead of that show that was scheduled in April. Anyway, that'll do it for this week. Remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good down there, buddy.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.